It costs a lot of money to build a battleship. The U.S. government was building all kinds of ships as fast as possible during World War II, and they received help from an unlikely source, a pig who raised the money to construct an entire battleship. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In December of 1942, the Bonner family, who lived near Carbondale, Illinois, raised a pig to be auctioned for war bonds to help the war effort. Local Navy recruiter Don Lingle was presented the pig after the first auction, and he decided that since it raised so much money, he should not eat the pig, King Neptune, but rather sell him again to raise more money.
But instead of selling the pig as a whole, they came up with the idea of selling him piece by piece, and each person who bought whatever piece returned that then to Don Lingle, so that at the end of each auction, Lingle still had King Neptune.
Judy Travelstead shares the story of the pig who became quite famous nationally.
So all of the money that was spent to purchase his squeal or his tail then went towards purchasing war bonds. And Lingle kept telling people he wanted to raise enough money to build a battleship.
A huge goal, but one they reached. Sort of.
This process then continued from the end of 42 until the end of the war, and they did raise $19 million, but the battleship was never built because the war had ended.
And soon the pig that raised $19 million was a household name.
The pig became quite a star. A short movie was made of him and shown in theaters before a full-length movie.
But there's one final piece to the story. What do you do with a pig that has become this famous now that the war has ended? Surely you couldn't eat him. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Carbondale, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.